Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Well, welcome to the show, and I'm delighted to have with me today the double act that is Ali Miller and Alan Wilson from Expandly. Hello to you fellas.
Hello. Hey, all good.
It's great to have you on the show. And what kind of shape do you think the accounting profession is in right now?
It's a really good question. It's very much transforming, very much going digital. You know, the saying now is every business is a digital business. Mm. The fact that the accounting profession has moved so greatly now, the kind of big three, especially in the UK, of Xero, QuickBooks and Sage, are all very much moving digitally and trying to get everyone online. Making tax digital, obviously, has thrown a huge once-in-a-lifetime generational push to get everyone online. Mm-hmm. So I think it's in great shape going forward, but it's very much in that transitional phase of getting all the kind of stragglers. They've had their early adopters. Now it's all the stragglers who are getting online and modernising with it all. Mm.
Is it an exciting place to be, Alan?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we merge between e-commerce and accountancy. So my personal influx has only sort of been in the past couple of years. But I find it exciting to work with practices and learn more about the industry and the type of people. I do find that good industry, and bringing the tech side to it, I'm enjoying a lot.
Mm. We're definitely in a tech-driven world at the moment. When you go to dinner parties or networking events or conferences and someone asks you, what do you do you have a stock answer, or does it vary each time?
I mean, well, I'm always at dinner parties.
You're so popular, Ali.
Yeah, I suppose what I say we try and do is we try and give e-commerce sellers the ability to sell in multiple channels, no matter what their size, and have a much clearer picture of how their business is doing live at that moment, which is something we kind of know they're not getting, and something we really try and provide for people.
And just define e-commerce for us, because I suppose most of us would think of Amazon, wouldn't we, and buying stuff online. I'm sure it's a lot more than that. But in your dictionary of life and business, what does e-commerce mean?
From our point of view, it's obviously remote selling. So everyone knows buying off Amazon, yeah. eBay, but there's also another side away from Amazon, eBay. If you're buying directly off someone's site, whether it's Debenhams or a bad example, or whoever's site, they're all generally run by shopping carts like Magento, Shopify, BigCommerce. So there's multiple places for e-commerce for people to purchase their products. So what we sort of set is a bit of a glue in between eBay, Amazon, Etsy, Shopify, Magento, and Xero itself. So we look at the e-commerce at that side, but as an industry, it's massive, trillion-dollar industry. It's continuing to grow faster than anything. So it's a great industry to be in.
Talk to us a bit about how the way we shop has changed over the years.
From when I first started getting into it, worked in e-commerce in Turkey, for example. We built a shopping channel, a live shopping channel there in 2005. And that you could see was behind. They didn't have shipping carriers, for example. Now in Turkey, e-commerce is massive as well. Everything in the UK has been more established. Between UK, Turkey, India is growing rapidly. So it's just where remote commerce and just buying things, for example, I bought something yesterday and same day delivery by Amazon, and you expect that now. People buying in future directly on Facebook and Instagram as influencers push out stuff. So it's just constantly changing, and the immediacy of e-commerce means you just really can't be bothered going to the high street.
And what's driving this change? Is it the tech that's allowing us to do this, or are the consumers themselves pushing for change and the tech companies having to catch up?
I think it's a bit of both. So Amazon set the precedent, but still 73% of customers shop on multiple channels. So they'll sell on Amazon, buy from Amazon, they'll buy from a unique shop that stores it. But it's the in-demand that's driving that. Primarily Amazon dominating that market by making sure every product's there at a fair price and delivered extremely quickly. And then everyone else has had to catch up, obviously, at the sacrifice of the high street, unfortunately. But
and with e-commerce taking off, are the shops emptying these bricks and mortar businesses, or is the whole pie getting bigger and everyone's shopping online and in the stores too?
I think it's diversifying. It's well written in the press that the high street's going down and decline, and obviously in the last week Debenhams have their administration. I think the pie and the amount of people who are selling online is becoming bigger. So in terms of people actually selling, you're creating a whole new volume of e-retailers around UK and across the globe who can sell online, not just people who are historically heavy funded, maybe Argos with a large head office, multiple stores, creating a massive advertising and marketing campaign. Now with things like Xero stuff as well and things like Shopify, small companies and one individual like stay-at-home mums, one-man bands can actually now sell online and make good money from it.
Yeah. Accountants position themselves as the trusted advisor to businesses that sell all kinds of things. How lucrative is e-commerce for accounting firms that really want to get it right and serve those clients?
Well, I agree. I mean, I use friends with accountants and I do tend to ask them for advice and a lot of stuff around business, which is not just accounting. And we've got a particularly strong commercially minded CFO, which really helps. Turnover on e-commerce sellers is generally really high. So they're going to be over the Making Tax Digital dead hold, so they're, and the volume of orders, so they can have thousands and thousands of orders that need to be processed. So they need accountants, they need that help to make them grow and recognize where their business is. So yeah, accountants can help with that.
Presumably margins are higher as well with e-commerce than traditional selling.
They are, but there is a fight in terms of, because the price is cheaper to the consumer online, so but the costs are substantially less. To run a, obviously you can run a store on your own web store, you can have an Amazon store, you can have a eBay shop, quite a reduced cost from the high street, but you are competing on cost.
Do you get a sense for how equipped or knowledgeable accountants are about e-commerce?
Yeah, we do. We are in a unique position where we talk to some really, really large firms and some really small firms, one-man bands, and some really progressive growth firms. And it really depends. It's such a mixed bag. There are some firms that really go after the e-commerce market. There are some firms that really shy away from it because of all the complexities that come, especially if e-commerce sellers are selling on multiple channels. But the ones that are knowledgeable do a really, really good job and are really, really valuable to their clients, because we know if a client of ours is connected to an accountant, they're much, much more likely to thrive and survive. So if that accountant has that knowledge, then they're in a really, really good position in a market that's forever growing.
What kind of questions would a business owner who is into e-commerce ask their accountant to check whether that firm was sufficiently well placed to serve them?
I mean, that's a really, really good question. I think the type of questions they would ask is just about how they can find out their position instantly. I mean, the classic example of an accountant is bringing to them shoebox of receipts, and they give you a report on how you were doing 6 months ago, and that's kind of the cloud boom managed to kind of make the gap between the information the account's giving you and the actual point in time much, much shorter. With e-commerce, if you're selling on multiple channels, it's really hard to get an idea of how you're doing in the moment, because you've got multiple things dispersed, you've got things like refunds to worry about. So I think if accountants understand that well, do they understand that my sales come from multiple places, and it could be that I sell in one place at one amount and one place at another amount, and I really need to know what the difference is there. What kind of value can they provide to me in terms of, should I open up another channel? Should I be selling things at a higher price? That sort of knowledge will be valuable to any sort of an e-commerce.
You're touching on this compliance stuff, isn't there, where the accounting firm will do the basic reporting and even with live feeds, give them a sense of where they're at right now. But there's that strategic advisory element, isn't there? And in that accountant and trusted advisor saying, hey, what if you tried this and why don't you do this? And we've seen other clients doing this. How important is that?
That's where we see accounting going. I think with the rise of cloud accounting, it's made that kind of bookkeeping side of thing, whilst there's still a really valuable market for that, it's really shifted the advisors and the progressive firms that get it and have managed to change are the ones that are kind of getting ahead, because they can provide all this extra value to their clients, as opposed to just being like, well, 6 months ago, here was your P&L. Especially in e-commerce, which is such a fast-paced growing industry. If you can get a good idea of where you're at, it gives you such an advantage over your competitors.
So Expandly, you say you sit between the e-commerce business, the e-retailer, and the Xeros of the world, the accounting software. Have I got that right?
Yeah, so primarily for an e-retailer and an accountant, you put your product in Expandly, you can push it to all the sales channels, we manage all the live inventory. So for the e-commerce company, we already have our business, which they can print shipping labels, they can view reports, they can manage their e-commerce business. For accountancy, what we've built on the side is we automate the orders into Xero. So so at the end of the month, instead of the e-commerce accountant typing into Xero directly, we made amount on our orders, we automatically push the orders from all the sales we collected from all the channels, eBay, Amazon, etc., push it to zero, and the accountant can then, it makes them simple, makes them be able to run their business. And then from Making Tax Digital point of view, they can ledgerize and view it, they can group it all together. So all their orders can be, all my orders from June into zero, and it can have a amount on that and one transaction, so you get over the limitations on zero in terms of order volume transactions. So that's how we make it easy.
How much more difficult would it be were it not for Expandly for people to sell online?
To sell online, it's difficult because if you imagine you have to put your product on eBay, then you have to put it on Amazon, then you have to put it on Shopify, etc.
And your own website.
Yeah, and then you manage your live inventory. So if you've got one in stock and you sell it on eBay and Amazon at the same time,
right,
you have to, if you've not updated it, you've oversold with a bad feedback. So Expandly manages the live inventory. So if you sell on eBay, we'll tell Amazon. And then at the end of the day, when you process your orders, you need to go into each channel. You need to print shipping labels separately from each channel. So your duplication of effort.
Right.
So Expandly helps e-retailers with the efficiency and makes it really easy for them. And a big feature now we now have for accountants is pushing it into zero and automating that. Historically, accountants would then have to either type it in once a month or however they're going to do it, or they'd have to get CSVs from each channel, butcher them, and then import them. So it's a messy process we make easy.
Yeah. What are some of the big pain points for accountants when they're working with e-commerce clients and zero and trying to link it all up?
I think the biggest thing with that is the volume of transactions. Traditionally, e-commerce sellers are high transaction volume bunch, and trying to get that into some sort of, especially cloud accountancy software, has its challenges. There's often soft limits that they need to overcome. So doing that is really, really difficult. And then the options available to do that, as Alan has said, using kind of spreadsheets or whatever, is that just ability for that data to be compromised in some way. So your accuracy may not be there. As I said, with Expandly, because we can group orders together, push them, and then we push that invoice number back, you've always got a really good traceability of exactly where that order's gone and what invoice that relates to. I guess the challenge really is just seeing that straight line between the data that you're getting in to how you're getting it into your accounting package and making some sense of it. And we help unblur that line and keep it direct.
Yeah. And presumably you work not just with Xero, but Sage and QuickBooks and all the other providers, because they're all on everything, aren't they?
Correct. I mean, we've really, really stuck our flag in Xero, metaphorically.
Why have you done that?
One, it being the market leader right now for cloud accounting.
Right.
Somewhat ahead of the game, they're aggressive. It also helps that our office is about 500 yards away from theirs in Milton Keynes. and obviously, I have some firm experience having worked for Xero as well. Everyone there, you know, has one goal in mind, which is to really help small businesses and rewire that small business economy. And that's what we're all about, Expandly for e-commerce retailers, is making things easier, making their life better. So we're really, really truly aligned with those. If a client does want to use a different software, there is the ability to do that. But in terms of our direct integration, Xero is the one we really kind of...
We're getting Xero to be perfect, absolute perfect, which it is really good. It really works. Loads and loads of customers using it. And we are looking at QBO and stuff as well, obviously. But we can do exports, so you still get an advantage of getting your orders from multiple channels and being able to do a QBO or a Sage export. But then we'll look at it in the future.
Yeah. And presumably, Xero has other options to integrate with to deliver on e-commerce apart from Expandly.
Yeah, so I mean, out there, in terms of the tools out there that integrate with Xero, for example, you've got A2X, who are a really good piece of kit that do orders from Amazon down to Xero, and they do it really well, but it's only Amazon. So
right.
When most e-retailers sell in multiple channels, we bridge that gap in a different one. The other one out there is a Shopify integration. I mean, it's got poor reviews. I guess you can make your own decision on it, but I'd say A2X is really good. The other one out there that just does Shopify is less good. And we do Wish, Etsy, Shopify, Magento. So we actually cater for a whole host of different sales channels.
So that's your USP, that you cover the whole lot and no one else does.
Yeah, exactly that. And we've got some neat stuff, like we've just built Expandly HQ, which is like Xero HQ, which allows practices to log on to Expandly, view their clients, create new accounts for them, and they can log on to clients' Expandly accounts and manage them if they have to, all from one place. So we're building tools for accountants as well.
So you deal directly with accountants or directly with the e-commerce businesses themselves?
Both.
Yeah,
absolutely both. So we see both sides of that.
What does a conversation look like with an accounting firm that want to get more into e-commerce? How do you advise them to start?
So it's a really good question. So, I mean, typically the firms we see have one or two clients coming to them with this problem of how do I get this data in and become MTD compliant? And really the market is actually uncatered for. So we sit down, we try and go through kind of a marketing strategy with them, and just appealing to that SMB market. As Alan said, the market is actually huge for e-commerce, but because of this kind of volume transaction difficulty with accounting software, they end up having to go to kind of like a much higher package, like an SAP or Iris or someone like that, which really obviously hurts the SMB side of things. So what we're doing is really just allowing people who are in that kind of smaller end of e-commerce the ability to use something like Xero to be able to get this kind of good idea. So we really help market around that, because it's very much been closed off to somewhat Xero and accountants before. So it's about re-educating what we can do and how you then pass that re-education on to the customer.
And in terms of a sweet spot for accounting firms, are they big or small or something in between?
All of we have contacts and resellers, we have from the top six down to really small accountants who buy multiple licenses from us. So we do like packs of five and then we do packs of 100 and in between. So it can be anyone, but a lot of them are encouraged to actually go after the e-commerce market because of the huge opportunity.
Yeah, I can see where the opportunity is. And as you talk to accounting firms, you'll get a sense of there being some good ones and some great ones. What, in your view, is the difference between the good and the great?
I think the ability to make decisions at speed. And this is where actually some of the best firms we speak to are these kind of mid-sized progressive firms that have got on the cloud quickly, really understood the benefits of it and really used that to their advantage, and then understand the ecosystem around that to be able to provide this rich kind of insight to their customer. So obviously e-commerce, they may use Expandly, but they may use any other types of apps for different types of industries to be able to provide that information. So people who do that really, really well, I think you get the big firms who have a real mixture of clients and they're trying to convert people, whereas the mid-sized firms don't really have that kind of baggage and they can just really power forward with the current clients that they have.
Yeah, you're talking about agility, aren't you? And does it tend to be that the larger firms have a champion for e-commerce that will drive that change and talk to guys like you?
You're right. There's a real challenge that they'll be so dispersed that if they don't have something like that in place, then it can really suffer. I think previously you've seen where the larger firms maybe had a champion just for cloud and realized that actually now everything is kind of going that way.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be looking at cloud, and now you need kind of champions for these different types of apps to be able to provide that type of insight that we're talking about.
Give us a sense for the people listening of how big e-commerce is, even if you've just got some UK stats, because I'm sure it's enormous, isn't it? But we don't really appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, we've done stats and things like eBay and Amazon don't announce all their figures. For us, there's right. 25 million sellers around the world, but we actually pushed that down to 3 million globally serious doing it themselves.
Would Amazon be one of that?
No, sorry, we mean merchants who sell online.
Merchants, okay, right.
Yeah,
right.
So over time, but actually selling properly, so they're selling it as a business, either part-time outside their normal job or as a business, but they're not selling stuff on eBay in that sense as a non-professional seller. So our stats and research is 25 million globally, but we push that down to 3 million addressable that are selling on Amazon, selling on Amazon and eBay and stuff for us.
And what kind of revenue are they generating?
$4 trillion a year some spent in e-commerce. It's huge.
How does that compare to traditional shopping channels?
It's still quite small, surprisingly. I think it's some like 15% or something, but that's based on other people buying cars and everything else, global trade itself. So people are not going to buy cars as well. But it's growing. So I think it's only the only trillion-dollar industry growing at double figures or something like that. It's continuing to grow. And places like India and stuff will get massive opportunities there.
So if accounting firms could really get their head around e-commerce, talk to guys like you, this could be a huge opportunity for them.
Yeah, I mean, just touching on that, for example, in terms of size of e-commerce there, another interesting stat was Walmart sold Asda for $8 or $9 billion and then bought Flipkart, which is like a small version of Amazon in India, for $16 billion. So they're going from everyone knows high street, massive supermarket, to an e-commerce company in India and paying double the amount of money that is only 10 years old or something.
Frightening. So what can accountants do to attract more e-commerce clients?
Again, it's this idea of education to the e-commerce client directly. They're able to use a package like Xero, which doesn't break the bank. They can pay monthly. It really fits in with that kind of startup, smaller clients that can grow. And because they can use something like Expandly, it means that they can continue to use Xero and grow with that accountant, with Expandly, with Xero, no matter kind of how big they get, that they can use all of our services together. And if the accountant can utilize that and give them good business insights, that's how they'll gain those customers.
And presumably, being proactive, the accountant should be going to clients that don't do e-commerce and saying, hey, there are some great possibilities here. Do you want to have a chat about it?
Absolutely. Like I said at the start of the podcast, that, you know, every business is turning into a digital business now. And if you're selling product and not selling online, probably behind.
Yeah,
and your competitors will at least be thinking about doing it.
Yeah, this is great, guys. Crystal ball, what's going to be happening in your space in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think it'll only continue to grow. Between 15 and 17% is online, and it's the only $1 trillion business that's growing in double figures. So I think things just become more and more online, and it's just the growth will become massive. More businesses will just sell online that weren't traditionally selling online.
What do you love most about what you do?
The amount of different businesses that we can speak to. As I said, we can cater for everybody. So we get to speak to some massive national and actually international brands. But then we also speak to the seller who's really trying to make a go of it and selling out of their bedroom, and get to watch them grow. Like, it's incredible to see that and help them on their journey.
Mm. If I gave you both an extra 5 hours a week in your schedule every week, what would you do with it?
I have a 1-year-old, so I would sleep.
Is there anything you believe deeply that other people think is crazy?
I don't like green because of my football team that I support, and I just don't allow green in the office. So much so that we have our foosball table is blue, and I paid extra money of VC investment money to get a blue foosball table instead of green.
That's crazy.
But no one else done.
Definitely. Presumably, you've got to be flexible and agile in your game. Is there anything you've changed your mind on in the last few years?
Well, diversity. I mean, Xero was a small part of what we'd done until about a year ago, and then we sort of slightly pivoted as we've seen the success and the actual value to the to the accountants and e-commerce people by doing this part. So whereas we were focusing towards primarily e-commerce, it's actually, this is a bit of a pivot, which has really helped.
Mm-hmm. I used to hate tomatoes, now I love them.
You love tomatoes, wow.
Now I love them, yeah, I used to hate them.
That's seismic. Thank you for that. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given in business, maybe early in your career by a mentor or something?
I don't know if I've ever told him this, but when I started at Xero, really early on, Gary Turner, the MD there, wrote a piece about, a blog piece about fearless leadership. And the first thing on there was accountability is lighter than air, and to not get too attached to your successes, because actually the things you put in place there are success. If you're doing things right, should be replaced by other things that are successful.
Mm-hmm. Men's is always make it happen and do now what you would do when you're on the ropes. So if things are not going well, before you're on the ropes and you make all these rash decisions and stuff, you can carefully think them through and make them happen before the bad times.
Seems wise. And what frustrates you most about your job?
I just think there's not enough hours in the day. Yes. I mean, I guess that's a typical one for everybody. But we're an international company. We're a really lean company. We serve customers around the globe, and you just want to do the best for each one of those. So that, no more hours in the day, that'd be great.
And if I gave you a magic wand, is there one thing you would change about the whole e-commerce world or accounting profession?
I think I'd make everything digital. I think the government's doing a great job doing that. I think errors can cause huge mess ups. I think it's really proven now that if a business has a good idea of how it's doing in the moment, it can be much more successful. Whereas if people are not digital, then they're only finding out how they did months previously, and what good is that to us now?
If people want to get in touch with you, have a conversation, find out more about the great things that Expandly are doing, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Our website's expandly.com. If accountants specifically, we have accounting@expandly.com. They can email in, or they can email either one of us. It's just firstname.lastname@expandly.com. We're more than happy to speak with any account or any direct user who might want to improve their kind of e-commerce reach.
And we have a partner pack and stuff, which explains a lot of how it can benefit accountants.
Super. Well, this has been great. Double header, fellas. Leave us, would you, with one bit of advice each to the accountants listening to help them raise their game in the world of e-commerce and really make it work for them and their firm?
I mean, the obvious thing is speak to us. Join Expandly and let us help you attract more e-commerce clients. But also, I suppose, more generally, provide more value. Don't just do the bookkeeping. Figure out how you can really help those customers sell. And a great way to do that is through Expandly. Give them a really easy way to add more channels and to let them know exactly what their financial position is instantly.
Got it. Alan?
Okay, so for accountants, they should take it seriously if they're not already, because of the huge volume of doing it. As Ali alluded to, obviously use Expandly, because we can help you extend that marketplace and reach to them and make it easy for you.
Yeah. Well, Alan Wilson and Ali Miller from Expandly, that's been terrific. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Cheers, Joe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.